Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I know where I am. And for those listening, we're in Masalit. If you don't know what happened here in history, you should find out. For Masada is profound in the history of the land. I'm going to reveal some things here. Some may say they're controversial. Some may actually argue. Historians may not agree. We're going to examine the letter A today. Now, A can stand for many things in this land of ascended masters. In this place, the beauty of this place and what happened here, we're going to call it assimilation. Before I do, I have a history of revealing human history. All you can do is read about it. No one was there. I was. We saw humanity as we do now, from the creative source, in a lower energy of survival, and we watched the Jews. I have revealed history in the past that has been controversial. I did it in Bolivia not too long ago. In a historical site thousands of years old, they could not figure out why they found artifacts that did not belong there. They made assumptions that were completely and totally wrong. And in my channel, I reminded them that no matter what society, no matter how old, they have museums of their own. The archaeological find had cracked into the historical sites museum. And they then had found things from other places. This is typical of any museum anywhere. Even the ancients honored their ancestors and their past. Let archaeology beware. Not everything is as it seems in one layer in the dirt. Not everything it seems, as you were told here. Oh, the stories are accurate, and the basics are well known. A historic place this is. Heroes here. Courage and assimilation. Let me tell you what happened. Within the story. The overlay of what you should know that will give everything in the story a purpose, a glory, a splendor that you don't see is this. These were Jews. And on this mountaintop, they knew something. They had assimilated the truth of the lineage of Abraham. They knew about the one God. They knew of their own history and their stories. They knew of the one God that could be spoken to and the one God that could give commandments from. They knew the reality of what happens after life. They knew it. The Romans had nothing. This was before a monotheistic planet. The Romans had their god, and it was a dysfunctional human. They didn't know. I want you to think for a moment of how this would affect you with the choices made on this mountaintop. I want you to know something, that the 10 who were left after they had killed their families, were not in sorrow. Oh, they were pensive for what had happened, but they knew what was next. They were Jews with the lineage of Abraham. They had assimilated the truth, and it rang in every cell of their bodies. I want to tell you something that is honoring, that maybe would be controversial. The decision was made here for all to perish. And it was made by warriors, not women, not children, in the meetings of men only. The women and the children had no idea what was next and what the plans would be. As always, they had turned to their leaders to find out what the strategy would be. The men who were warriors came out of the final decision meeting, and they had decided on the timing of the death of their families so that it would be quick and without anxiety. All together and before sundown, each man killed his wife first, by surprise. She would not know it coming by the blade, so that the woman would have no idea that the children were next. There is honor in the system. Only a second or two, and they would be with the one God. They would be with the one God. They knew it. It wasn't a painful sacrifice. And before long, all of the 10 knew they would be with their families. This was their assimilation of the one God and the afterlife. Think of it. Although it may have been painful at the moment, there was joy. There would be no slavering, no suffering. The children were next quickly. As warriors, they knew how to do it quickly. And yes, there was the pain of the heart. But you didn't hear wailing from the houses, as the movies perhaps would show you. It was done with honor and quietly, serenely, knowing about the love of God and the lineage of Abraham. And the Romans didn't have a clue. When the Romans arrived, the smell of victory was robbed from them. They had no idea. A shock it was to see that many people decide to be with the one God. That's what happened here. And you can take that and you can cry and you can have sorrow about the three-dimensional aspect of it. But I want you to relax in the arms of Spirit right now and see the beauty of the plan, the honor in which it was carried out, and the love of God which they all experienced in death. I want you to see this place differently than perhaps you were told. That's enough for now. Assimilation. Can you assimilate your belief to the same degree they did? O ones of a monotheistic planet, again I say, it started here. And so it is.